Momento deportivo en La Voz de América. Les informa Tony Khan. Los Yankees de Nueva York traspasaron al veterano catcher Brian McCann a los Astros de Houston a cambio de un par de lanzadores de ligas menores. Houston cedió a los derechos dominicanos Albert Abreu y Jorge Guzmán a los Yankees. McCann ha sido seleccionado 7 veces al Juego de Estrellas en su carrera, pero perdió la titularidad en la segunda mitad tras la irrupción del novato dominicano Gary Sánchez, quien emergió como un temible bateador de poder. El Estadio Azteca presentará un rostro remozado el lunes cuando albergue el partido entre Oakland y Houston, que marca el regreso de la NFL a México luego de una ausencia de 11 años. El Coloso de Santa Úrsula, famoso por ser sede de 2 finales de Copa del Mundo, lucirá muy distinto a cuando albergó el último encuentro de la NFL en México en 2005. Entre los requerimientos principales de la NFL estaba el construir camerinos con capacidad suficiente para recibir a los equipos de fútbol americano. El exfutbolista de la Selección Colombia, Faustino Tino Asprilla, dijo que a su compatriota, el mediocampista James Rodríguez, capitán del equipo nacional, le está perjudicando la amistad que mantiene con su compañero y astro del Real Madrid, Cristiano Ronaldo. Periodistas deportivos y aficionados han reclamado mayor protagonismo del mediocampista del Real Madrid. El COI arrebató las medallas a 10 atletas que compitieron en los Juegos Olímpicos de 2008 después que hallaron sustancias prohibidas al volver a analizar sus muestras de esa justa en Beijing. El Comité Olímpico Internacional indicó que 9 de los 10 deportistas son de ex repúblicas soviéticas y todos arrojaron positivo a diversos esteroides. No hay ganadores de medallas de oro entre los deportistas, aunque sí 3 medallistas de plata de levantamiento de pesas y lucha. Desde La Voz de América en Washington, les informó Tony Cano.
Those concerns saying that only undocumented immigrants with criminal records will be deported, up to 3 million of them. VOA did ask a member of Trump's Hispanic Advisory Council, Luis Quiñones, to clarify the incoming administration's immigration plan.
In the wake of last year's terrorist attacks in Europe, Trump has demanded a complete ban on Muslims entering the United States. He has also demanded tougher control on those already in the country. Quiñones told VOA that immigrants who are in the country legally have no reason to fear, Muslim or not.
We are going to be targeting extreme Muslims who don't work within the true religion or the peaceful solutions of the world. You know, anyone who wants to do harm, they're not wanted. They're not welcome. We'll pursue them. Anyone who comes here to the United States to be an integral part of our society and contribute to our society has absolutely no reason to fear, no deportations. We won't be targeting you. We won't be profiling.
The Trump administration plans to keep track on criminals and make sure that once deported, they cannot re-enter the United States. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
Syrian government aircraft and artillery backed by Russia intensified their offensive against rebel-held areas of Aleppo early Friday, killing several people, including children. It was the 4th straight day of renewed airstrikes by government warplanes since Moscow declared an end to a month-long humanitarian pause Tuesday. U.S. President Barack Obama joined the leaders of Germany, Britain, France, Italy, and Spain Friday to discuss security and economic challenges. The White House says they focused their talks Friday on the need to secure a diplomatic resolution to the conflicts in Syria and eastern Ukraine. President Obama did say that he is cautiously optimistic about Donald Trump taking office, and he did call on Mr. Trump to stand up to Russia, saying that he hopes that the president-elect takes a similarly constructive approach as he did. And a suicide bomber staged a series of attacks Friday in northeastern Nigeria, killing 4 of themselves and 2 civilian defense fighters. In the early morning, police challenged 2 women and a man running toward a checkpoint opposite the federal high court. One woman set off her device, killing herself and the male accomplice. Police said the other woman survived and was being questioned. Authorities also say 2 other suicide bombers blew themselves up at bus and taxi stations. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. The Voice of